November 4th, 1981, Long Beach, California. Robert Jones of Midway Fishing Tool, interviewed by Kay Brigo.
Okay, we're in business.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me where Midway Fishing Tool started?
Yes, Taft, California. That's about 40 miles from Bakersfield in Kern County. And it started in 1909 with three partners. And in 1910, it was incorporated.
And who were the three partners?
Well, it was a gentleman by the name of Elmore D. Jones, and that was my father, and a person named Greer, and a person named Yunkin, B. Yunkin, and John Greer.
And why did they decide to start a fishing tool company?
Well, this was something very, very new at that particular time. But, we're not sure who evolved the idea, whether it was taken from other people's thoughts or what have you, you know, or some information or some of the developments in the Pennsylvania fields, earlier fields. But my father came up with the idea, the conception, to go on ahead and to do it. And he involved the other two people. And they started, and then they knew that they should have more capital involved and also protection, they felt, of a corporation at that time, under that type of a vehicle there for the work. Because they're involved in fishing in wells, you see, the wells are already in trouble. And otherwise, we wouldn't be called out. And so there's all sorts of situations you might become involved in. And thinking back, past conversations and so on, why these are some of the reasons for incorporating in 1910.
Could you explain what they intended to do in the first place and what this is doing
about? Oh, yes, of course. Down the anytime they're drilling a well, or a well's already what we call under production, it's been completed, and it's producing oil or gas. Though many things can happen downhole, as we call it, in other words, below the surface. Now, sometimes the formation can shift. Many times there are different types of acids and factors that cause corrosion in the metals themselves there when while in the process of production. The in the mechanical difficulties, by mechanical difficulties I mean the wearing out and the some parts of the steel that have become affected by the effects of corrosion some way or other, and by strain, and by mere friction. And because these holes drilled many years ago, particularly, they didn't have nearly the, of course, all the different instrumentation and methods now of keeping their hole straight. So as a result, they did the best they could, you see. But these were rather crooked, many of them. And depending on the driller's skill and the types of formation they were drilling into. So as a result, they were, some of them were full of curves and so on as they went down. Well, this caused, when they were pumping these wells, of course, there'd be friction on the sides and so on. So you'd have that sort of thing happening. And also, when they were servicing the wells going in and out, of course, there were friction areas. So the pipe itself, casing down the well, would be would come in two, and the they'd have to go in there and see what the best way possible there to repair the damage down home. In many cases, the idea of fishing itself, Midway Fishing Tool Company, the name came from, at that time, it was quite common for young fellow or girl there to drop a coin or something that they thought they wanted down a hole or a crack or something, they would fish it out. That was a term that was commonly used then. So the word fishing it out, you see, was in common usage. So this was just taken at that particular time. So it's out of that particular context of the age, you see. In fact, a great deal of our work is retrieving material down the well. And many hundreds of tools have been devised to do this. And many made different approaches to do that work. We have tools that will go down and grab, come in contact with what is a common term we call the fish down hole. If we are in truth retrieving, if there is something to be brought out of the hole, if that's part of our work at this time, which is usually the case, well, we go in and come on the outside and pick it up, or come in from the inside and grasp it and pick it up, and to create more pressure down below by several different applications to move it to come on up, to do what we call wash over, and to, if there's sand or formation, or in many cases steel that are holding and binding it, to cut and wash over this, to free the so-called fish. This fish may be anywhere from a few inches in diameter and long to or less than an inch, or to many thousands of feet in length, and fill the whole hole, you know, almost. In fact, we've had many cases where in dropping a string of tools, for instance, in drilling or what have you, in the process of working over a hole that's been under a well that's been under production, that the strings of tools, that they're in many cases, usually they're production string or something of that nature, will come in two and fall down to where there's more than one side by side down there, three and four in the cases in the past. So this adds an additional challenge to the whole situation. But the term fishing, this is why it was devised, because in those particular days in 1900, in particular around Taft, now I think this is the case every place, the companies that were involved in getting larger and larger had tool rooms, all had tools and so on, all had these, but tools had been devised, very crude, of course, no, they had been devised to go down and get these wells. And all these, the people, they were trying to all work together, and many, many people there were coming up and getting into the oil business and drilling and so on. And they didn't have tools. So they were going to these major companies, and these people that had tools, borrowing back and forth all the time. And that's when my father conceived the idea with go ahead and start a fishing tool company that would specialize in this. He thought there was a need, in other words, for specialization. And this is how this came into being.
How did he get to Taft? Had he been involved in oil business someplace else?
He was part of a family. My father was California born in San Luis Obispo County. And there was on a ranch. And in those days, it was farming, cows and horses, you know, and cattle. And I, particularly in the ranch environment there where my father was raised, it was cows, it was cattle. So they were all cowboys at the age of 12 on up. And when they say cowboy, that's true. I mean, they were all very young. I know during the Spanish-American War, I believe, that there was a tremendous drought in California. My father was one of several very young people who took 250 head of horses from the West Coast. He was 16, I think, at the time. And they carried them all the way up into the Sierras in order to, so they could survive. They were the best stock of a number of ranches there. And I think the oldest was 18. So they were quite young, you see. And made their way back to the coast and brought them all back again. The in the process of ranching and farming and so on, they became acquainted with steam. This was the old steam harvesters, the beginning of those, you see. And then there was a driller. Somebody came by and drilled not too far from their area, from their ranch there. And my father became interested at that point. And because he'd already been working with steam, firing steam boilers and so on there, at for harvesting and that sort of thing. And from there, he saw the relationship, something new happening, you know. So he became involved in to see on the drilling situation there as far as oil is concerned. So that he was able to branch off from there and go to a steam instruction and steam engineering school in San Francisco. And then, at that point, he was able to go forth and pick up a job there with some of the blossoming oil companies at that time. I think he knew an oil company, this one, and working on their on the shipping lines and their steam, with their steam pumps. You see, they were all pumped, they were all powered by steam in those days. And he would ship oil from the inland into the coast, you see, ship it out on coastal tankers that were developed there. At that time, that's what we're doing. They were shipping all out of the country instead of bringing it in.
And so, from his association?
From my association of oil business, he became involved in the idea of having a more and more association and seeing what happened. And we found out that he had kind of a feeling for what was happening down there. So he became involved and started the company. And very much were the blessings of the major companies involved that had all these tools. You know? And we worked very closely together with them for many, many years.
Okay. So the business started in
Taft. Yes.
At the time that there was kind of a boom on there.
Yes, when it was starting, right. Mm-hmm. Yes,
very much. And how did he go on to your business? Did he expand to other places?
Yes. To
Long Beach?
Well, Taft was the beginning, and then from Taft to Long Beach, 1925, here in Long Beach. You know, I think we have a picture of them. Let's see. Yeah. We took up the Taft shop and showed you what the building looks like in 1910. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, this gentleman is our manager there. He's over 70 years old. He's just about ready for, he wants to retire now. He's still doing a very good job, but he'll be retiring very soon. Yeah, and that's really, we've modernized and kept things regardless of the old building. I have continued to modernize inside so that the service situation is very good there. We're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. And so from Taft, mm-hmm. it serves a large area of the San Joaquin Valley?
Yes, from there. And so we went from Taft, we went from there, but that time there's a number of them, of course. And here in 1925, at this location, we had, by the way, you can see one of the automobiles in those days, where they travel around the oil field, and there's that Taft shop, you can see the. Oh, look, that's my dad in the back seat there. I'll give you an idea of what it looked like in that period. But and at that time, we still had teams of mules and so on hauling wagons with pipe, casing, that sort of thing to go down the hill. But anyway, we came to here in 1925.
And they came
here?
Yeah, because
that's what
I could always find it, but it didn't go directly.
As far as you
went? Yeah, from 1925 on. Mm-hmm. And it was always at
That's right.
So this is
where you've always been. Right. Mm-hmm. And the day at that time, it broke, things developed. And this thing that pulled on back toward Long Beach. and concentrated in Bakersfield. We opened up our Bakersfield location. And then, with those three entities, kept going. And developed in the process between Long Beach first and then Bakersfield, where I evolved into a machine shop to help service our oil tools. Because in those days, we were making quite a few more of our tools than we were later on, while at present. And while we make some things, there are companies that have grown and prospered and increased into very large proportions that were manufacturing tools of different kinds. And these, we buy many of our tools from these companies. The family are doing quite a bit of on our own. And we still do, in a modified and modest way, you know. But so we evolved the idea of having machine shops, right? But we do this here and also at Bakersfield. And from Bakersfield, then we, there's quite a stretch, a period of time, until the next one, and the next one involved in Ventura. With our next in 1950, 51, right in that period. We started in Ventura, we're there also. Then we decided we would open up in Northern California near Sacramento, in the gas field. This is a rather, it's a whole different situation. We're dealing with gas and not with oil, but a combination of oil and gas. So as far as remedial work is concerned, but it seemed like the time is about right. So we started in Woodland, and we are there near Sacramento. There's a number of areas to choose from up there. It's difficult to make a choice, and but we're happy where we are there at Woodland. And after that, a number of years ago, we purchased the rental assets of a company called Bash Ross, which became part of Joy Manufacturing. We purchased their assets here on the West Coast. In so doing, we picked up some locations that they had. We combined some of them here, for instance, Ventura, Bakersfield. We went ahead and with their locations in Santa Maria and Santa Rosa. And so we're in Santa Rosa and Santa Maria also. And in the process, about that time, or shortly after, while we opened up a small service point or location in Roosevelt, Utah. And we have just the one so far in Rocky Mountains, though we're exploring that. We're running marketing surveys right now in that area. Rocky Mountains. But meanwhile, with our experience we had at Santa Rosa, this is devoted almost entirely to steam, the geothermal work in the geyser areas there. We started a location in Brawley down in Imperial Valley. Now it's barely off the ground in Imperial Valley now. There are many problems, so we're just we're doing the best we can down there. But those are the locations we're involved in. We've branched out into a number of things, which I've never do as well. Well, a number of things that we opened up a trade division there, starting at Woodland because they were doing that sort of thing up there, and we were very slow then. Wanted to keep our people busy, and that part didn't work out because the network isn't that compatible. But we kept our little trailer division, and we moved it down to Bakersfield, and we had a Midway trailer division down there. We manufactured ring trailers, that sort of thing. These bulk trailers, lights, you see them on the road. So we're doing that, and in relation with our steam involving geothermal work at Santa Rosa and from Woodland. Those two central points. We evolved different approaches in working with steam. And so as a result, we are manufacturing tools specifically designed for geothermal. And some of them are based on new patents and patents pending that are coming through, patents applied for, and so on. So we're working with what we call liner hangers. We're setting a liner hanger design for that work. We're setting them in several states now. So it's not just strictly a local situation, so the majority of it is still here in California. But that may even change possibly. But you see, the largest geothermal situation in the world is at Geysers up here, about San Francisco. That's the largest in the world. over 900 megawatts. So it's really quite something. That gives you an idea of the different progression of time as far as the company is concerned. We're also involved in wellhead equipment, geothermal wellhead equipment, and also oil and gas at Bakersfield, the manufacturing of this equipment. We're doing that there. And this is increasing right along. So we're quite happy with that. We see a lot of future in that direction. So I don't know if I should mention that to you. Somebody else might get the idea. But there's a tremendous amount of competition in all of this.
Okay, well, we will put that part on that.
Blank that out.
One of the things that I'm confused about is I've tried to, as an outsider, understand the oil business, is about patents and who has the right to make things.
Well, the patent laws are the same for all the rest of the industry in the city, in the United States,
I was especially
concerned with
the flyer. Because when I looked at the flyer, the one flyer I kind of submitted to it, because the things that you had were offering for lease or rent seemed to have generic names, and I wonder if that indicated that maybe they were things that didn't have patents and that you could just make them. On the other hand, there are other people who were advertising different kinds of fishing tools that seemed that had, people's names identified with them. Mm-hmm. And I wondered if maybe they were patented in some of these other things, like that were maybe simpler or maybe didn't have patents on them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, it does. We have filed the file of patent situation we were involved in throughout the years. And some of these, very simply, the tools there that we've evolved are tools that were patented around many, many years ago. And of course, they're open for whoever wants to make them.
Have a problem? Have
a problem? Oh, sorry. Tell that on it's a little deeper, didn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't hold it.
Okay. But anyway, patented, it's good for 17 years. And so as a result, there are some tools, many, many tools that are being used now that are not patentable, but are open, you see, that are being used in the fields. And many that are still patented, that have been improved on, so on, to carry the patents forward. In some cases, some relatively new. So there's a combination. You have a combination. Everybody knows you have it every industry,
But okay, so in the fishing tool business, some of the things you have to pay royalties on that you make are some.
Right.
You can just make and everybody uses them.
Right. Some we pay and some people pay us. It works both ways.
Yeah, but I mean, for the things that you manufacture.
And the things we manufacture, are all ours. In that particular case.
Okay. How did you become involved in the business?
In osmosis.
Did you grow up in Taft?
No, right here in Long Beach. Born in Taft. And about 40 years old, we came down here. And very shortly after the plant was opened down here. Because became the headquarters at that point. Because they were having a lot of, at that time, things had quieted down to a certain extent in the San Joaquin Valley. And it was just blossoming forth down here. Just one field up there would be going to discover around the Los Angeles Basin. See, there were quite a large number of oil fields actually scattered around this LA Basin itself. And so this is how to move down here. This is where the activity went.
And so you grew up in Long Beach?
Yes.
And did you go to school here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what part of town did you live around?
Yeah, we stayed in East part of town, but I'm not sure. Those areas.
Mm-hmm. And so you graduated from Wilson?
Wilson, mm-hmm.
And did you go to college?
Or? Just went to Long Beach City College here. And then got became involved in the company.
Mm-hmm. And how has the company changed by then?
For us? Well, we were, in that particular time, our buildings were quite similar to this situation here, you see. And so we had to do some evolving. And we had to work for my brother, Mr. Dale Jones. His approach, we worked closely together. And I was in Bakersfield for a number of years myself. My father was quite wise. He sent us down up north there, and so that we could learn as much as we could of the business from that end, you see. And I worked very closely with an uncle of mine, Charlie Jones, who's of course passed over now. And then from all the different phases, morning tower, and up through the line, and all the different shipwrecks, and then afterwards going out into the field and working with people. And then in 1956, managing for less than a year, really about 10 months. But our plan was originally for a year there, but my father passed away suddenly. And so I had to, we all felt I should go back to Bakersfield and then work as soon as possible from on more of an overall basis, you see. I'd rather have that experience, I was probably enough. So our plans jumped a couple of months and came on back, and we were at Bakersfield there until the early 60s, and then I came down to the main office to work from here.
Could you explain to me?
My brother was, at that time, after my father passed away, my brother was president, you see. And then I became, I was assistant general manager, and then, because I worked with all the different people and locations, so on, you see. Then became involved as general manager. Came on down. we knew that had to happen. But quite frankly, we enjoyed Bakersfield a great deal. Our children were born there in the area, and so on. But we came down here at that point and went ahead from here.
It's hard for me to believe that somebody who grew up in East Long Beach
enjoyed Bakersfield. Do you know, it's hot. It is warm, no question about that. But the way of life is different. You have a different rhythm. And we had, knew all kinds of people. And we had, you had your barbecues in the evening because it was just lovely, you know, up there in the evening all the time. And you had your periods, perhaps the rhythm of Mother Nature might be a little bit more pronounced there. In some ways, this is helpful. Then we had, the mountains nearby, of course. So it was a different way of life, and also working. Which was stretched out of a period of the distances were longer. So we'd be out. And it was in those days before the California ditch, and the west side came down, you know, California aqueduct and the west side, where it was quite dry in many, many areas, because many areas is almost a desert, you know. And so it was different, but we enjoyed it. We did. Many people do after that. They live there. Quite a few people involved in the office are going back to that area to retire, you know, because they like it. They mix it up by going to the coast, you know, and perhaps going back and forth between Morro Bay is a favorite spot, that sort of thing, going back to that area. So it is more one situation there.
Okay, I'm sure I understand.
I know you have. I tell you what, there's more people down here. And we're hoping to get used to it a little bit for less less population. You come in here, you have more stimulation from all directions down here.
Okay.
We're living down here too all these years, so we know what you mean.
Could you explain to me specifically how it works when somebody rents a tool? Do they come and pick it up physically, or do you take it out?
Well, both. Both ways. Whenever they, sometimes they'll come by, and many times they'll take it out and deliver. We have service people that go out and work with different, because that's what our father was doing at the very beginning. He said, he was going out and servicing the world because people didn't know. And introducing the idea and how this can be done and so on. And I believe, I don't know for sure, well, I know he did in some cases involve entirely new concepts and so on about doing these things. So we're very much a pioneer in that direction. And we try to continue that pioneering.